During this time, the country was at odds. Political protests were taking place on the daily. The government in Thailand is a constitutional monarchy, meaning the king has little direct power under the constitution and his power flows through the National Assembly. At the time, the two main parties were beefing, the Phiao Thai Party and the Palang Pakorath Party, whose colors were yellow and red, respectively. It was advised for tourists, or anyone for that matter, to not wear those colors as you moved about the city. It was something to see. Every day around the main BTS stations, demonstrators were set up. Merchants posted in the streets with their political propaganda, bands graced stages, police officers battled with demonstrators, roads were closed off, traffic was terrific. And as evening turned to night, the hecticness would jolt.
One night, on the news, we saw that a man threw a grenade into the crowd where protesters were battling with law enforcement.
Literally 1 hour prior, my friends and I had been in that same exact location. I'm going to tell you something, though. It didn't stop me from wearing red at times mixed in with the black, but never blatantly. Shortly after I was back home in the States, the military took power from the government in a political coup. Corpus and I communicated throughout, so I got a glimpse into what it was really like. Thai army officers were rolling through the streets in military vehicles, making sure civilians were indoors by curfew. A wild, nerve-wracking few months in paradise. All the clubs shut down and the restaurants, but everything worked out. The biggest takeaway from all this is that Corpus can say he lived through a political coup. Not many can say they have had that life experience. As you get to know me, you'll begin to grasp how important life experience is to me. Don't get me wrong. The clubs are a blast, the women are gorgeous, the music jams, drinks flow, aromas fill the air, and people dance away their cares. But for me, the best part is the studio. Titanium's lab is out in the cut somewhere in Bangkok, and the layout is dope. As you enter the scenic surroundings that are immaculately landscaped, a beautiful stone water fountain standing about 3 feet tall captures your eye, leading to a sitting area for masterminds. There's even an outside bathroom. Appearing next was a hallway of sorts that separated the studio from the writing room, which was to the left. The layout on there was cool, and to enter, you slid open a glass door and got in quickly, closing the door rapidly behind as not to allow in any mosquitoes. Once you made it safely across the threshold, in front of you was a table for breaking bread and writing rhymes. To the right was a kitchen with a sink, dishwasher, fridge, and water jug system. Oh yeah, and liquor. Everyone had their preference, so brown and clear frequently appeared. A little sipping usually helped the words dispense. As you kept walking straight past the table, you came to a sitting area with some DJ production equipment set up. Floor-to-ceiling windows overlooked the yard. Beyond the sitting area was another room to the left containing another small studio. To the right of the sitting room was another restroom and then the doorway. Why quotation marks, you ask? How the story goes is that beyond that door and up the creepy dark staircase, a ghost still lingers. Thailand is known to be one of the most haunted places on earth. Taitei Studio doesn't seem to be off limits. I never experienced a haunting, but I heard stories and I did witness the door slam shut one time with no wind, but we're just going to leave that there. Let's get out of the writing room and head into the lab. Before we get there, we came to the smoking lounge, where Keezy is frequently puffing away on his cigarettes and joints are passed around freely. Whatever it takes for the artists to feel comfortable and allows them to be in their pocket, which helps them to create what's on their heart. To the left of the table is a door, which leads into the production side of the studio, and to the right was the vocal booth. As soon as you enter the comfy studio, you feel a good vibe circulating in the air.
Just thinking about the creative energy that's been holed up in there for hours, making the space a perfect place to create.
To the left, towards the back wall, was a sitting area, and along that wall was a keyboard. Keezy's realm consisted of two monitor speakers, 20-inch dual monitors, a soundboard, a talk box, and all the other equipment he needed. If you're a music nerd like myself and enjoy watching the creative process, Keezy was a joy to witness. When he got into his zone. In just the few sessions I was blessed to be a part of, I saw him declutter vocal arrangements with the swiftness, add keys, filling out a good beat, making it great, and creating a new beat in less than 30 minutes.